Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports World Report. As usual, I'm your host, Denton Ramsey. This is episode 22 of the show, and today is Friday, June 1st, 2012. Thank you very much for joining us for this special edition. You can follow along with show notes and more on the official blog site at sportsworldreport.wordpress.com, and feel free to email in any questions, comments, or story ideas to sportsworldreport@gmail.com, or call and leave a voicemail at 254-307-SWRE. Again, that is 254-307-7973. Also, please subscribe on iTunes, tell your friends about the show, and take a brief moment to write a review on the Sports World Report iTunes page. In addition, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at SP World Report, and you can also follow my personal Twitter account at Denton Ramsey. First and foremost, let's begin by discussing this special weekend in Waco as the Baylor Bears baseball team hosts regional action in the NCAA tournament beginning this afternoon. Jumping right in, let's talk about the ongoing Year of the Bear along with Houston sports. Again, guys, anything that we discuss can be accessed in the show notes on the Sports World Report blog site at sportsworldreport.wordpress.com. This first story comes to us from BaylorBears.com. It's talking about Baylor, 44-14 overall, hosting the 2012 NCAA Waco Regional, June 1st through 4th, 2012 at Baylor Ballpark. Baylor hosts Oral Roberts, Dallas Baptist, and UT Arlington in the 2012 NCAA Waco Regional. The number 4 national seed Bears take on Oral Roberts at 6 p.m. in Friday's opening round, while Dallas Baptist and UTA square off at 1 p.m. Friday. The winners will meet at 7 p.m. Saturday, and the first round losers will play an elimination game at 2 p.m. Saturday. The Big 12 Championship Bears are hosting a regional for the fourth time in program history, 1999, 2000, 2005, and now 2012. Baylor has gone on to win the Waco Regional in 1999 and 2005, and if the Bears do so again this season, they are expected to host a Super Regional the following weekend as the number 4 national seed. All games of the Waco Regional will have free live streaming video through BaylorBears.com/Waco Regional. John Morris on play-by-play and Jay Lockett in color commentating will call the action on the video stream, and Tom Barfield play-by-play and Lark Smith color will lead Baylor's radio broadcast. All Baylor baseball games are broadcast live on Waco's 1660 ESPN radio. Live streaming audio and game tracker are available for all Baylor baseball games online at www.baylorbears.com, the official website of Baylor Athletics and a member of the CBS College Sports Network. Again, guys, these are, if you're in Waco, going on at Baylor Ballpark, so definitely get over to the ballpark and check out the Bears if you're here in town. This next story is also dealing with Baylor baseball. It's entitled Baseball Quartet Named All-America. Turley, Blank, Ludi, and Vic earn Collegiate Baseball All-America honors. Four Baylor baseball players were named Louisville Slugger All-Americans, as selected by Collegiate Baseball newspaper and announced Thursday. The Bears' four selections are the most ever by a Big 12 team. Baylor junior Josh Turley earned second-team All-America honors, while seniors Trent Blank and Josh Ludi, along with junior Logan Vic, were named third-team All-Americans. Baylor's four selections tied Florida State for the most nationally. The quartet gives Baylor 11 all-time All-American honors from collegiate baseball, and it's first since Kelly Shopik was named to the first team in 2001. Baylor hadn't had an All-American from any publication since David Murphy and Chris Durbin in 2003. This next story is also from BaylorBears.com, dealing with Baylor baseball. It's entitled Turley Named Golden Spikes Award Semifinalist, Bears ace among 30 candidates for most prestigious award in amateur baseball. Baylor junior left-handed pitcher Josh Turley is among 30 semifinalists for the 2012 Golden Spikes Award, USA Baseball announced Tuesday. The award is given annually to the nation's top amateur baseball player. Fans can view highlights of all 30 semifinalists and vote online at www.goldenspikesaward.com. Three finalists for the most prestigious award in amateur baseball will be announced June 5th. The finalists will be at MLB Network Studios for the presentation on The Rundown, which will feature interviews, video highlights, and the announcement of the winner. This next story is also from BaylorBears.com. It's dealing with Baylor softball. It's entitled Baylor Duo Earn Arthur Ashe Award. Kathy Shelton and Deonka Caesar were named scholar winners for the Arthur Ashe Junior Sports Scholar Award. Kathy Shelton, a junior on the Baylor softball team, and Deonka Caesar, a sophomore on the BU Acrobatic and Tumbling Squad, have been scholar winners for the 2012 Arthur Ashe Junior Sports Scholar Award. It was announced by the National Collegiate Athletic Association on Thursday. Again, guys, any of these stories, if you want to read more, definitely click on the story in the show notes, which again can be found on the blog site for Sports World Report at sportsworldreport.wordpress.com. This next story is dealing with men's basketball for Baylor. It's entitled Baylor Trio Invited to NBA Draft Combine. Combine will be held June 7th through 8th in Chicago. Baylor's Quincy Acey, Perry Jones III, and Quincy Miller are among the 60 participants invited to the 2012 NBA Draft Combine, which will be held June 7th through 8th in Chicago. Baylor is one of five schools to send three or more players to the Draft Combine in June. Kentucky is sending a combine most six players, while North Carolina is sending four. Baylor, Syracuse, and Vanderbilt are sending three each. Acey, a 2012 second-team All-Big 12 performer, concluded his career as a member of the winningest senior class in program history, boasting 100 career victories. He is one of only two players in program history to rank in the top 10 in scoring, rebounding, block shots, and field goal percentage, Brian Skinner being the other. The Mesquite, Texas native finished with 1,360 career points and 828 career rebounds. Jones III, the 2011-12 Big 12 Preseason Player of the Year, averaged 13.5 points and 7.6 rebounds en route to an honorable mention All-American honors from the Associated Press. PJ3 is projected to become just the second NBA lottery pick in program history, with Epe Udo in 2010 being the other. In his one season in Waco, Miller picked up Big 12 Co-Freshman of the Year honors, averaging 10.6 points and 4.9 rebounds in 37 games. Miller is the first one-and-done player in program history. The 2012 NBA Draft will be held June 28th in Newark, New Jersey, and the NBA Draft Lottery will be held May 30th, which was last night, or two nights ago, at 7 p.m. You guys can follow the official Twitter feed at Baylor Basketball at BaylorMBB. Again, this next story is from Baylor Bears as well. This is dealing with men's basketball. It's entitled Men's Hoops Signs San Antonio's Waller Prince. San Antonio native named Express News All-Area Player of the Year in 2011-12. San Antonio product Taurean Waller Prince has signed a financial aid contract for 2012-13, Baylor head coach Scott Drew announced Tuesday. Waller Prince, who originally signed an NLI with Long Island in November, joins three other Texas stars on Baylor's top five recruiting list: Isaiah Austin out of Arlington, LJ Rose out of Houston, and Chad Rychek out of Fort Worth. The 6'7" forward from San Antonio's Earl Warren High School is ranked number 7 overall in the state of Texas by TexasHoops.com. Quote, Taurean is a late-blooming talent that really took off his senior season, Drew said. He continues to improve each year, and we're excited to have him as part of the Baylor family. As a senior, he averaged 21.4 points, 11.2 rebounds, 3.5 blocks, and 2.3 steals, earning TABC All-State and unanimous All-District 27-5A honors. He also garnered Class 5A All-Tournament Team honors and was named San Antonio Express News All-Area Player of the Year. He led Warren to a 35-6 season and a state semifinals appearance in 2011-12. He averaged 16.4 points and 11.6 rebounds as a junior at Warren, leading his team to a 26-10 record and earning All-Area honors. He was a member of the San Antonio Legends AAU program. Baylor advanced to his second Elite Eight in three seasons, winning a school record 30 games in 2011-12. With the departures of Perry Jones III, Quincy Miller, and Quincy Acey, the Bears have added an impressive recruiting class that ranks number 4 by Scout.com, number 5 by ESPNU, and number 6 by Rivals.com. This next story is also from BaylorBears.com and is dealing again with men's basketball. It's entitled Men's Hoops Trio Headed to Europe with Athletes in Action. Deuce Bello, Brady Heslip, and Tim Maloney will represent Baylor in a two-week tour. Three members of Baylor's 2012 Elite Eight men's basketball team will embark on a two-week competitive tour that's going on right now. It began May 26th and goes on through June 10th in Germany and Poland with athletes in action. Sophomore guard Brady Heslip and freshman guard Deuce Bello are two of the 11 NCAA Division I student athletes selected for the trip and will be coached by Baylor Director of Operations Tim Maloney. The two-week program will begin with five practices in Poland, followed by three games June 1st through 3rd, which is today, against the Polish national team. AIA will then travel to Germany to face five professional teams, Essen, Dusseldorf, Paderborn, Alba, and Stahlsdorf. The Poland-Germany tour marks the third consecutive summer that multiple Baylor players will travel overseas with athletes in action. AJ Walton and Corey Jefferson competed with the AIA in 2010 and 2011. Recent Baylor graduate Quincy Acey played with AIA in 2009. This next story is also from BaylorBears.com. This is dealing with women's basketball. It's entitled Women's Basketball Team Honored with Commemorative Dr. Pepper Bottle. Bottles currently being sold in various locations throughout Central Texas. Dr. Pepper has produced bottles commemorating the 2012 Baylor Lady Bears NCAA National Basketball Championship. Quote, we are extremely pleased that Dr. Pepper has again chosen to honor the Lady Bears National Championship with a commemorative bottle. Baylor Athletics is truly blessed from the support that Dr. Pepper provides to our university, said Lady Bear head coach Kim Mulkey. This marks the fourth time Dr. Pepper has produced commemorative bottles honoring Baylor teams, as it also recognized the Bears' 1974 and 1980 Southwest Conference Championship football teams, as well as the Lady Bears' 2005 NCAA title. This next story is also from BaylorBears.com. It's actually not a story, but I'm going to give you guys a link to a page that talks about former Baylor football players that have been drafted and are currently playing in the NFL, and also the latest 2012 draft. To go ahead and list you guys off the players that were taken from Baylor in this latest draft, we have Phillip Blake, Elliot Coffey, Terrence Ganaway, Robert Griffin III, Robert T. Griffin, Nicholas Jean-Baptiste, Tracy Robertson, Isaac Williams, and Kendall Wright were all chosen this year in the 2012 NFL Draft. Give you guys a quick update. This story comes from WashingtonPost.com. This is an update on Robert Griffin III. It's entitled, Robert Griffin III says he is growing more comfortable with Redskins offense. Washington Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin III said he continues to become more comfortable in the team's offense after his second week of offseason practices. Griffin said that, most importantly, he is developing good chemistry with his new teammates, and that his relationship with Coach Mike Shanahan is strong. Drafted second overall by Washington in April and named starting quarterback on May 6th, Griffin said he has yet to have a perfect practice, but he added that he is doing everything possible to earn the trust of his coaches and teammates. Quote, I definitely see a tremendous improvement, just with the team chemistry, Griffin said. We've got a couple new pieces, including myself, Pierre Garçon, Josh Morgan, and we all need to show the guys that we're already Redskins, that the new Redskins can help them win. And that's helped everybody go out there and compete every day. Speaking on his knowledge of the playbook, Griffin said, quote, I think at this point we put in about all the offense in these six practices, and that's a lot as a quarterback. But I feel a lot more comfortable today, whereas I didn't know anything before I got here. I'd say I know 60% to 70% pretty well, but you can't operate knowing 60-70%. You've got to operate at 150% of your offense, because not only do you have to know it, but you have to know what to do in certain situations. That's still to come. Griffin demonstrated both a strong arm and great speed and mobility Thursday, but he did underthrow and overthrow a few passes and had one near interception. Shanahan said such errors are to be expected early on. Again, guys, if you want to keep reading this story, definitely click it in the show notes. But I do have to move on. And just real quickly, again, praising RG3. It was an honor being in classes at Baylor with Robert. It was an honor being able to be a student with Robert. And the guy is really just a stand-up athlete. And I really only hope for the best for him as he continues on his professional career. This next story is an update on Kendall Wright, who was also drafted in the 2012 NFL Draft. This one comes from ClarksvilleOnline.com. It's entitled, Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator Chris Palmer says Kendall Wright to play at same position as Kenny Britt. First-round draft pick Kendall Wright will play the X position among receivers in the Tennessee Titans offense this season, offensive coordinator Chris Palmer said Wednesday. Wright will play the same position that 2009 first-round draft pick Kenny Britt has generally played. The decision, Palmer said, was based on trying to do what is best for Wright's development. Quote, "We put Wright at the X position," Palmer said. "That's the position that Kenny Britt plays. Wright will grow from that position into playing other positions." Receivers coach Dave Ragone and I talked about it. Dave really wanted to play right at Z, but when we left the rookie minicamp, Dave realized that this is the best for the player. Those are the things that old coaches learn through the years and can impart to the younger catches. Quote, end quote, Britt has demonstrated explosive playmaking abilities. He led the AFC in receiving with 271 yards and had three touchdowns after the first two games in 2011. But his season came to an abrupt end in the third game when the receiver tore his ACL and MCL. Quote, "We tried to move him around a little bit in different formations," Palmer said. "This game, the NFL game, is all matchups. Who is better than who? The problem is if you put two guys on that side, they roll the coverage and take all the same stuff away. Both guys will be moved around, but they may be playing the same position." Wright demonstrated similar explosiveness in college in setting Baylor career records in receptions with 302, yards with 4,004, and touchdowns, 30. But the Bears did not use a playbook. Again, guys, if you want to continue reading this story on Kendall Wright, click on the story in the show notes, but I have got to move on. This next story comes from blog.houstontexans.com. It's entitled, "Second Week of Texans OTAs in the Books." Six practices down, four to go. The Texans finished their second week of organized team activities, OTAs, on Thursday at the Methodist Training Center. They had three practices this week and three last week, and they'll have four more next week from June 4th through 7th. Quote, "We were really good defensively today," Texans coach Gary Kubiak said. "I thought we ended the week with probably one of our best defensive practices. So that means it probably wasn't very good offensively, but that's good. We've got good competition going on, and we've been good and healthy throughout this course of the first 6 days. We've got a lot of things to cover next week, but I've been pleased." Kubiak, who's entering his seventh season with the Texans, has been especially impressed with the competition on both sides of the ball in OTAs. Quote, "It's the best I've ever seen," he said. "We've had a lot of new faces last year getting started in camp, so they're now familiar with each other. They get on each other pretty good out here, and they have to compete pretty good. That's a sign of a good football team, when you're going back and forth at each other all the time." The Texans started working with sub-packages this week. They'll install even more information next week as they prepare for a mandatory June 12th through 14th mini-camp. Again, guys, if you want to continue reading, click this story in the show notes. This next story comes from HoustonAstros.com. It's entitled, "Norris Absorbs Painful Loss at Coors Field. Righty Aggravates Sore Hip Flexor as Astros Drop Sixth Straight," by Brian McTaggart. After watching the three starting pitchers who took turns before him struggle to have their best stuff in the high altitude of the Mile High City, Astros right-hander Bud Norris went to the mound Thursday with something else to try to overcome. Norris was dealing with a sore hip flexor that he aggravated on a pitch in the first inning, an inning that quickly spun out of control when the Rockies' first five hitters reached and eventually scored. Things didn't get much better for Norris or the Astros. The Rockies jumped on Norris for 9 runs in 1 2/3 innings, including a 3-run home run in the first inning by red-hot Carlos Gonzalez, and drubbed the Astros 11-5 to sweep the 4-game series at Coors Field and send Houston to its season-high 6th consecutive loss. Quote, "It was a tough trip for us," Norris said. "I really wanted to go out there and have a good one. My hip flexor was a little sore, and unfortunately I tweaked it pretty bad. That doesn't help, but I still needed to bulldog through it and try to get it done. I made a couple of mistakes, and those guys have been swinging the bats extremely well." Making their final appearance at Coors Field as a member of the National League, the Astros were outscored in the series 40-23 and gave up 10 runs while hitting only 5. Houston has lost 7 games in a row at Coors Field, falling to 26-41 all-time at the ballpark and 27-50 all-time in Denver against the Rockies. The Astros' pitching staff posted a 9.18 ERA in the 4 games against the Rockies, including a 14.04 by the starters. Norris was the second consecutive Astros starter to allow 9 earned runs, along with Lucas Harrell. Quote, "It's harder to pitch here, in my opinion," Norris said. "The elevation plays a factor. It's a tough ballpark, but you have to go out there and try to get comfortable and get in your groove, and they're attacking from the get-go. Tough place to pitch, tough place to play. The Astros banged out 55 hits in the series, including 14 on Thursday, with Jose Altuve 3-for-5 and Jed Lowry 3-for-5 leading the way in the finale. But Houston was outscored 15-2 in the first inning in the series. Quote, "And that's putting you behind the eight ball pretty early," Astros manager Brad Mills said. "That was troublesome." Again, if you want to read more, click this story in the show notes. But unfortunately, the Astros have hit a point where I thought they'd actually be earlier on this season. They've actually been pretty impressive so far, but this losing streak is part of the growing process going through with young talent. I do think the Astros are talented enough to win at this level. They've proven that. They were one game away from being at 500 and then have suddenly snapped off six straight to be 7-under. But I have faith in the Astros. I have faith in Brad Mills and what's going on over there in Houston. I know they're going over to the American League next year, so this is our final year in the NL. But let's just go ahead and let this play out. The Astros are going to be decent this year, but it's not going to be anything to write home about. Don't expect them to be competing for the World Series anytime necessarily soon. This next story comes out of blog.cron.com. It's entitled, "No Lottery Magic for Rockets, but Plenty of Options at Number 14. With the Rockets remaining at their usual draft position, they will have a lot of work to do before the June 28th draft to consider an unusually deep collection of players with a potential to go in the middle of the first round. After the first 7 or 8 picks, there is a large group in the next echelon of players. If the Rockets hold on to their pick at number 14 and the Knicks pick at number 16, they will likely have many players to consider, possibly including some that will be forecast to go in the top 10. All right, guys, again, there's a list, if you want to check this story out, of players that could potentially be picked up by the Rockets. But just to highlight a few of them, we're talking about guys like John Henson from North Carolina. We're talking about guys like Thad Mello from Syracuse, Quincy Miller from Baylor, Austin Rivers from Duke, Tyler Zeller from North Carolina. We'll see what happens as that draft comes up here within the next few weeks. This last story is not even a story, but it's just an update on the NBA playoffs for 2012. As you guys know, I'm sure Oklahoma City beat the Spurs last night by 20 to make it a series again. San Antonio leads that series 2-1. Miami is up in their series 2-0 over Boston. That series continues tonight at Boston, as Boston is going to be hoping to do the same thing Oklahoma City did to make this a series again. All right, guys, that should wrap up all the stories. And if you guys want a list of this week's sports schedules for Baylor and Houston teams, make sure to check the official Sports World Report website at sportsworldreport.wordpress.com. Again, to highlight tonight's games, we've got the Astros tonight. We've also got the NBA playoff game. Like I told you guys, we got Miami at Boston tonight at 7:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. And then we've also got Baylor baseball this evening. So make sure to check that out. If you guys are not in Waco but still want to check that game out, definitely make sure to tune to BaylorBears.com/Waco Regional at 6 p.m. this evening if you'd like to catch the Baylor baseball game. All right, guys, that will wrap up episode 22 of Sports World Report. As usual, I'm your host, Denton Ramsey, and I look forward to talking to you guys again next week.